Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Answer all your questions, and they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air-conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Gwynn past Top Golf.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. 8:06 on this Friday, June 26th. Boy, I don't know. Has it been a long week, Roger, or what?
Yeah, it has been. It seems like it's been six days.
Yesterday was a long day.
Well, yeah, when you guys travel from one side of the state to the other on a daily basis, I mean, you went from Camden to Hot Springs, from Little Rock, Camden to Hot Springs, and how many road shows have you done this week?
I think this is only one, but it's been a busy week. Yesterday was just a long, good day, but it was good.
Listen, we were at Trivia Boudreaux's Tuesday night, Wednesday night, comedy night at Pops Lounge. Thursday night, we were doing that. Tomorrow, my Zachary's youngest child just turned 1 year old, so we're driving up to Pea Ridge tomorrow. I'm going to be playing golf with Zach at, what is the name of the place that I told you was the golf course up that way? Benville, I don't know if it's not the Blessings or whatever.
That's something to look forward to.
So looking forward to doing that with Zach, playing golf with him and Andrew Drake and seeing everybody. So yeah, looking forward to that.
Couple things. I've got a busy couple hours left here with Frank and Zippy. RJ Hawk is here with us. We'll get his intro. Still got it. We got to hear from Big Sarge. He usually checks in on Friday with us too. Mm-hmm. Got to hear about our NASCAR update from Steve Qualls and other things. And you should have seen the letter, Frank. We're not going to read it now, but we got the most amazing letter, RJ, from a listener, and it's a pretty lengthy letter, but talking about our show and what it's meant to her over the years. And I'm telling you,
oh, so it wasn't like a prison letter.
It was not. Okay, it was not.
Because remember, you've gotten those before.
We got those, but those are meaningful too.
Yeah, 100%.
But Frank, wait till you see this. It is the ultimate to one. People go, why did you guys not take all of your PTO? You know, we've got 2 months worth of PTO. Roger and I don't take it. And we get beat up about it by our GM. You should take your PTO. But, Frank, when you see what this woman says about what the show's meant to her, even when she travels, her kids, it's like, man, that's why we do what we do. Yeah. Anyway, I can't wait to share that with everybody.
Now, listen, of course, they buy back some of those days, you know, so the money's good as well. I forgot to give a shout-out to down there at the White House again real quick. I mean, the burgers and the
burgers and fries were great, too.
So the pinto beans, I ate my entire bowl of pinto beans. He recognized that on the way back. But I think the young lady's name who brought her dad stuff in for us to sign, I want to say her name was Emily. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but her dad's Mike Pickett. And Mike couldn't be there, but Mike Pickett is a listener of the show. He listens to us down that way. Obviously, I don't know if he's driving to and from, just like Travis does from Thornton, you know, Travis Johnson does, but you can obviously listen to us online. But Mike thank you.
We had the newspaper show up, Frank, when we got there. Like, whoa, what's going on?
Small town, USA.
Is Frank Fletcher with you? Let's get officially RJ on the show, please.
A man of many talents. Play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Great to have R.J. here. I talked with Drew over at Natural State Wholesale the other day about different things. It's so nice to deal with all those guys over there.
Yeah, you know, I told you guys last week, I remodeled a house in Bryant, and the entire house came from Natural State. So we did the flooring, we did the fixtures, we did the tile.
Yep.
I mean, all the appliances, everything, it's a Natural State Wholesale house. And so we actually got that thing under contract 3 days after we put it on the market. So
good job.
Now, the interesting thing here, we are selling cars here today. Yeah. And if you didn't hear, all the deals they're talking about today will go through next Tuesday. You know, Frank's been in a lot of different businesses in his business career, including He was the number one. I want to make sure I always say this. Just like Don Grisham's the number one tile distributor, pusher, whatever, reseller, whatever, in America. Yep. Frank, you were the number one fan maker, right, in the United States.
Lamp.
But you also.
I was the ceiling fan king.
You also were one of the biggest, but you were the number one lamp maker in America at one time.
That's amazing.
So speaking of homes, Frank would supply you with ceiling fans, would supply you with lamps and pictures.
Mirrors. We were world kings of mirrors. We had our own mirror line where 100.
So did Bass.
You know how long a football field is? 100 yards. This line that we made mirrors on was 100 yards long. We put a pair of a piece of dirty glass. All glass is dirty when you first get it, and they go down this thing and wash it with acid and then turn it into a mirror. And anyway, that was a very interesting deal. But Mr. Walton fired me after 8 years, told me he was going to call all the companies I represented and get my commission, which he did. And he said, "You're out of business." And I go, "Well, I got two small children." He goes, "Well, that's your problem." No, he said, "Well, go to Little Rock and try to make some." I go, "Man, I could barely turn the key on in my car. I don't know anything about making anything." Right. So I came down here and rented a garage, and we didn't make anything. We started assembling parts, and we made lamps. And then we started making parts, and then we went to Taipei, Taiwan, and he didn't like the prices over there after about 3 or 4 years. Then we went to mainland China, but we started off with a factory out here by the airport. And anyway, we grew to the largest lamp factory. And I missed
the largest lamp factory
in the United States, for sure. But you know, I just wish Shark Tank had been going on back there at that time, because I would have been on there. I watched Shark Tank every night.
I know you love that. Why did you decide to sell? Because at the point you were just tired of doing that line of business, or was you trying to take advantage?
The reason I got in the lamp business, I represented Jimco Lamp up at Bono, Arkansas. It was right out of Jonesboro, part of Jonesboro. And then I started representing lamp companies all over the world. I mean, all over Miami, Chicago, and I was a lamp salesman. I mean, I was selling lamps like crazy. And then when they fired me, you know, he said he didn't want me to call on him anymore.
Why is that?
He wanted my commission.
That's right.
He wanted 5%.
He
just told him to lower his price 5%. He did it with every manufacturer's rep. And the funniest one, I mean, you know, back then, I'm laughing now, but I told him I was thinking about suicide, and he said, "Well, don't do it here in my office. Go out in the front lobby."
Wow.
Just jokingly.
Right.
But it was the funniest one that refused his request was Fordyce Picture Frames. That was one of my lines down here at Fordyce. I represented them for many years.
I remember that.
And there's a gentleman named Dewey Barnes, and he owned the forest. He owned the sawmill. And he owned the picture frame factory. And Mr. Barnes sat with his overalls out and chewed some tobacco and did the kind of life he wanted to do. And they called him up and they said, "We'd like to get, you know, Mr. Fletcher's a great guy. We like him, but we need his commission." And he said, "Well, let me tell you now, this is the way it is." He goes, We don't go up north there. In one of our kin dies, we go to Pine Bluff, but that's as far up as we're going is from Fordyce, and we ain't coming up there where you are. So if you want to buy our stuff, you're going to buy it from Mr. Fletcher." So they refused to, and they let me keep calling on them. That was the only line that I kept.
He
just turned them down. You know,
and didn't you have a store around the corner from here that you expanded beyond it was just lamps and
I just had an outlet store over here. I had what we call it Factory First. But anyway, we got samples in from people all over the world wanting us to make their stuff or copy their this or that. So we sold samples.
And what was your fan store called?
Factory First.
Factory First.
I started opening fan stores.
I opened
27 fan stores down in Louisiana.
Retail.
Retail stores.
And you got tired of doing that?
Well, Home Depot decided, hey, this is a great business. So Home Depot started selling fans below cost. I mean, the big line of fans was Hunter.
Yeah, I remember.
Hunter fans.
Still is, yeah.
And Casablanca.
Yep.
And, but we had fans, we had 35 or 40 different models. And so you'd walk in a store and the whole ceiling was covered.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
But today, I have it in my bedroom, and I know many, many people have it. If you want to sleep wonderful, you know, you need air conditioning, but you just put a ceiling fan on, leave that thing on low at night. It's
so RJ, we need, listen. RJ is like you, Frank. He's tried about, he's done 10 different businesses, and he's never scared to try.
I haven't got to the factory stage yet to where I can make it. But
well, I will say this, Frank. I love the story, and you said the way you, I think you told me, Frank, Sam Walton said you need to make something.
You need to make something. He added if,
to make
you're,
money.
If you're the cheapest. We had a great relationship because I started with him in his second store, and I worked in those stores. Like, I didn't ever work for him, but I did all the labor. I mean, I got a two-wheeler. I brought stuff out of the back room. Every new store opening, I was there at 6 o'clock in the morning. I worked seven days.
How many stores did you open, you think?
I opened at least 50.
Is that right? Stores. So the first 50 stores?
Yeah, I was at every store opening. So, I mean, I had a great relationship with Mr. Walton, but he was always trying to cut the price for his customers. That was his whole mantra of how he became the richest man in the world was, you know, today when you cut a price for somebody, they just add that to their profit. Yeah. He did not believe in that. He always believed in, I'll give you some for instances, and people may not believe this, but it's the truth. If he saw you in a Buick, or back then there were Oldsmobiles, or if he saw you in that kind of car, you were done, because he believed that you were spending money that should have been cutting your costs. In other words, he'd say, my famous story is he walked around the parking lot and he saw this Cadillac Coupe de Ville, or a big long Cadillac, right, like a boat. And he went in, and this guy who's a friend of mine to this day, his name is Dick Mahan, and he was the buyer for automotive, and he said, Dick, he said, whose Cadillac is that out there? And he said, well, that's Miss Smith. I don't know what her name was. I'm just going to use Smith from Springfield, Missouri. And said, she's a distributor for Pennzoil and all these different oil companies. And he goes, well, tell her she's got 90 days to get rid of her inventory. We're not buying from her anymore. He goes, what do you, Mr. Sam, I'll do whatever you want me to, but what do you mean? He goes, I meant what I said. We're done. He said, well, sir, we won't be able to get Pennzoil. They don't sell direct to a retailer. They sell to a distributor, and she's got a contract. And he said, well, just tell her she's done. So he called up Pennzoil, and they explained to him. He started a company called North Arkansas Wholesale Company. And today, to this day, if anybody's listening that knows North Arkansas, there's a North Arkansas. That was Mr. Walton's way that he got Pennzoil.
How about that?
So even but he, everything he did, you know, he let us know that if he'd come to Chicago, we'd go up here and go to these trade shows, and Mr. Walton and all his buyers. And he let me know directly, if he ever saw me in a limousine, he would never buy. And you can say, well, what did that mean? And it meant that he wanted you to live your life in regard to Walmart, to saving money and pass it along to the customer.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I know it sounds funny to the people who are listening to me today, but the man was a driver of low prices, and that's how they built one of the largest businesses.
Well, it's one of the great successes.
I mean, I was calling on Kmart at the same time in Troy, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit, and you know, it was a really different life for me. I'd go up there, and I'd go in there to see a guy at 2 o'clock, and the secretary said, you don't know, do you? And I go, what do you mean? I don't know. She said, well, you never come before after lunch. And why? She said, he drinks martinis at lunch. He didn't know what you're talking to him about. And I mean, that was a crazy thing for me to think that the guy I was talking to was going to be drunk.
Yeah.
But Kmart was closed on Friday afternoon, the buying office. You know, Mr. Walton was open with his guys on Saturday morning, beating people. You know, we're going to lower the price of a Tahlequah. We're down 5% in Tahlequah. We're all going to Tahlequah this afternoon. And they go, well, sir, there's a football game down at Fayetteville this afternoon. I don't care. Everybody that works for Walmart's going to get in a van. We're going to Tahlequah. We're going to redo the so-and-so department. And that was the way. I lived through that era of being there, and I got to go to those Saturday morning meetings.
Yeah,
and what would tickle me was Mr. Sam would go around to all the other competitors, you know, and he would walk up to they used to have department heads, and he'd go, hello, ma'am, that is a beautiful department you have there. Tell me about those towels you have on the end cap, is that a big seller? Oh, yes, sir, that's our best seller. Well, these are just beautiful. How much do you sell these for? And how many do you think you sell a week? So he'd take a yellow pad and write all that down. And then Saturday morning meeting, he'd go in there and find out what his towels were. And he'd bought one, you know, from the Kmart store. And he'd say, this is our new towel, you know. And I'd sit there and I'd go, well, somebody in the towel factory is getting rich. Somebody is going out of business. But he would find products all over his competition that he thought was a little bit better than what they had. And that he visits stores all day long.
You have done the same thing in your business career, haven't you?
I kind of do that.
Yeah, you paid attention to your competitors.
He drives around all the time.
I know. Well, listen, know your competition. You know, RJ, we're getting this lesson in business history here.
100%.
I mean, we're hearing the story of how one of the greatest business stories in the history of our country was done, and you were right there when it started.
Yeah, when it started.
If you feel like you're getting a value, you're going to buy.
Yeah, no, listen, he pushed it, man. He would squeeze everybody.
Squeeze everybody.
661-1037. Love those history lessons by Frank Fletcher. And we've always said, Frank, you need to write a book. You need to write a book, Frank.
Yeah,
there's too much other stuff.
There's a couple of chapters I'd have to leave out.
Roger, why don't we do, we'll take a little, not a break here, but would you be willing to give away Riverfront Steakhouse?
Certainly.
Okay, so Frank's going to be kind enough for our Justin Moore finished the lyric.
All right, very good.
To do that. So let's hit the open for that, and Frank's going to be kind enough to let you go over and eat at his steak restaurant, Riverfront Steakhouse, if you win. Ready?
We'll start it. You finish it. It's time for Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from water, smoke, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Arkansas Restoration Experts. They restore, you recover.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Awesome. I know why that thing still sounds low.
Do you guys want to hear Randall sing Letting the Night Roll last week?
Yeah, so Frank, this is what happened last week when we played this game, and Roger stopped the music, and this is what the listener did last week. Turn it up, Chris.
Kenwood banging that
all right, got it.
Whisper to me, baby, where you want to go. I can ride you around town and drive you down some old back road.
Randall, you go,
bro. Steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes, watching your hair fly out the window, letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Man, that's what we're doing. That's a listener who just called in to finish the lyrics. So that's what we got to do now. Mm-hmm. Get us a contestant, Christian. And this is his first number one hit, right? Yeah. Small Town USA.
Small Town. So all you have to do, listener person, is when I stop the music, all you have to do is pick up where I stop it. If you get it the first time, go for it. If you don't, I'll play it again, stop it at the same spot, then you take it from there, and then you'll win a prize valued at somewhere between $5 million this morning.
Well, listen, we know it. You go to Riverfront Steakhouse, it's worth it. We'll have to ask Double R.
It's somewhere between $5 million.
Double R.
It is somewhere between that and.
Yeah, it's a dinner for two.
Yeah, it's a dinner for two.
It's dinner for four because I take two home. That's what I get.
All right, who's our contestant? By the way, Carol Ray said he's going to write the book.
Well, I want to know who's going to play Frank in the movie.
Yeah, who plays you in the movie? You got a favorite actor, Frank, that would, if you had a movie about...
Let's go back to the...
And who plays you?
Billy Bob.
And who plays Mr. Billy Judy?
Bob. Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
That's it right there. All right, you ready?
Who's our contestant?
What's
your name?
Hey, Peyton.
Peyton, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy, you know the rules, right?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Morning, darling. Happy birthday.
Justin Moore's first number one hit of the 14 that he's got.
A lot of people called it prison when I was growing up. But these are my roots and this is what I love. Cause everybody knows me and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA.
Give me a Saturday night, my baby's by my side. A little Hank Jr. and a fake pack of lies. An older road and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace. A simple life and I'll be okay here in small town USA.
Yay! Outstanding.
That
wow.
is gold, Jerry.
He brought it.
That is gold.
Now, is that the way you normally sound? Do you put a little country on that?
He put some country stank.
I was in high school whenever that album came out, and that was like, Justin was actually one of my favorite albums, so I listen to that album a lot. So I know that's
not hard. Well, you did it. Well,
how,
you did
how about that? Congratulations.
He made people a four syllables word in that one.
Well, thanks to Frank Fletcher, you're going to Riverfront Steakhouse.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Listen, you make sure you give all your information
to Christian,
name, phone number, and all that to Christian. Christian will send it to me. I'll give it to Zippy, and he can come by here and pick it up.
Come by and pick it up today.
Come by here and pick it up today. Pick up your gift certificate, Peyton.
Good job, Peyton. Yeah, or
so funny story about that song.
Thanks, dude.
Justin and I became friends from that song because we were doing a buzz event at the Electric Cowboy, and
okay.
Justin was passing out his number one hit at the
CD.
So it was me and Joe Franklin and Matt Couch, and we were at the Electric Cowboy, and we met Justin. And we'd heard it on the radio, right? But we were meeting Justin. Well, that's how, if you remember, we did a Christmas karaoke, introduced him to Justin Akery, and we got him at Christmas karaoke shortly after.
Is that so right?
That's how, from that song right there, was how Justin Moore and we all became friends.
Well, you got to love, Frank, just like hearing your story, that you were there at the beginning of Walmart. Love hearing that where, you know, Justin was just handing out CDs.
He was passing out CDs at the Electric Cowboy.
Yeah.
And
now he's up to 14 number one hits.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break now, come back, and we'll hear about the deals of the day again. They're going all the way through Tuesday.
That's correct.
So we've got several days to do it. Also, we'll hear from, I don't know if you guys have heard, we've been doing a NASCAR segment with Steve Qualls. Apparently, he's got some Dodge news that has to do with NASCAR. I don't know if you guys keep up with that. We'll visit with him. We're going to hear Big Sarge coming up.
We love Big Sarge.
We're going to hear from Heather Baker.
Dinner Alive, movie review.
The movie review, got to do that. So we got a lot of show left to do.
A lot of show.
And a half here at Fletcher Dodge Crusher Jeep Ram. All right, don't go away. 8:30.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is going to last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup in Group E, Ecuador beat Germany 2-1 to punch their ticket to the round of 32, while Cote d'Ivoire beat Curacao 2-0, making the knockouts for the first time ever. In Group F, Japan and Sweden tied at 1, both advancing to the round of 32 in the process, while the Netherlands handled Tunisia, beating them 3-2 to set up a matchup with Morocco in the round of 32. Both teams are in FIFA's top 10 in the world. Then in Group D, Team USA dropped their first game, losing to Turkey 3-2, while Australia and Paraguay tied at 0. Today in the World Cup, Group I gets it started with heavy hitters France taking on Norway and Senegal facing Iraq at 2. Group H will see Cabo Verde taking on Saudi Arabia and Spain facing Uruguay at 7. Then in Group G, Egypt will play Iran while Belgium takes on New Zealand. Those games will be at 10 o'clock. All games today can be seen on Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A slight chance of a shower today, mostly cloudy and hot, up to 92 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but at times partly cloudy. Still really warm overnight with a low of 76. Saturday is going to be a partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy day with a high of 94. For the Buzz Radio Network, meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialists that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. Eight paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
All right, listen up. David Basil here, and I'm telling you right now, if you're not at Oaklawn, you're missing out. Because even with racing season over, the scoreboard is lit up at Arkansas's only casino resort. We're talking boats and bucks, baby. All month long, you're earning entries, stacking chances to win cash in a brand new 2025 Bennington Party Barge with a Yamaha 200 horsepower engine. That's not a prize. That's a victory parade on water. Grand prize goes down Saturday, June 27th. Be there. And when you step inside, oh, it's game on. A 24/7 smoke-free casino, 1,500 slots, live table action, blackjack, craps, roulette. Pick your game and go to work. You hungry? They've got you covered. You want upscale? Boom. Casual? Done. The best wings in hot springs? Locked in. Then recharge, hit the pool, unwind at the Astral Spa, or catch a big-time show. That's how you finish strong. So huddle up, make the call, and get yourself to Oaklawn and Hot Springs. Book it now at oaklawn.com, and let's go win something.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Such a great song right there. 8:33 on this Friday, June 26th. We are here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. I just blank on who sings that song. Your Love Lifted Me Higher.
Jackie Wilson.
Jackie Wilson, thank you so much.
By the fact,
Elvis said that he got some of his moves from Jackie Wilson, right?
He did indeed.
And
you
speaking of Elvis, today is the birthday of Colonel Tom Parker.
Is that right?
Yes.
I missed that.
The sort of the adversary for a lot of Elvis fans.
Yeah, buddy.
We are here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and we're going to let Frank and Zippy go over the details of everything here in just a second. We're also going to visit with Steve Qualls, our NASCAR contributor. RJ Hawk is here representing Natural State Wholesale, amongst the other things that you do.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit later before you get out of here, I want you to tell Frank and Zippy where you're going to be in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Or, well, I guess in not even about a week. Big time.
Yeah.
We'll get to that here in a second. I want to thank all our friends at Natural State Wholesale, Don and Drew and Blake, all the guys.
100%. And if you're looking to buy some flooring, if you're remodeling or if you're building a house, check them out online, naturalstatewholesale.com. You can see everything, that much like you do at Fletcher. They've got all their prices on the website. And you can see everything that they have in stock, from flooring, tile, fixtures, appliances, ceiling fans, the whole nine yards.
That's where my flooring came from, my house.
So, hey, I heard Frank earlier talking about how Fayetteville needs to have more concerts and things. You know, I was at that Garth Brooks concert that they had at Fayetteville, and it was amazing. And, you know, they're going to have the Jelly Roll concert this go around. But tonight we're flying. My wife and I are flying to Nashville, Frank, and we're going to see Alan Jackson's last show in Nashville on Saturday. So Alan Jackson's got it's some neurological disease, I guess. So, you know how a lot of these artists say we're done, and then they come back in a year or two. He's literally going to be done, and they've got 30 artists that are going to be performing with him tomorrow night in Nashville. So
that's great. You're good to go.
Yeah. So my wife and I, believe it or not, it's our 10-year wedding anniversary, and coming up. And so we met at a concert that Roger was with us at. It was Kevin Hart and Jason Aldean.
Wow.
And, yeah. And so now we're going to do 10 years in Nashville at the Alan Jackson concert.
Are you staying in a hotel over there?
We are.
Yeah. You better go to the bank before you leave Little Rock.
Brother,
then he's going to be hanging out at the White House.
What?
Yeah, so July 14th, myself and there's, I think, about 20 different legislators from Arkansas. I got an invite to come to the White House and meet with, you know, cabinet secretaries and the whole nine yards.
Marco. Listen, that's the man.
Yeah,
and what's the discussion?
So what I'm told is talking about the America First agenda that President Trump is wanting to implement and how to implement it in each state. And so they're bringing each state in and state senators and state representatives to meet up
what
there.
What a trip for y'all.
The crazy thing is, I was telling Baz and Roger this, I was at my office one day, and I get this email. It says, on the email, it says, from the White House. It says RSVP and meeting on July 14th. And I'm like, okay. And I hit delete. I was like, I thought it was spam because I just, well, so a couple days later, I was talking with Speaker Evans and Chief of Staff over at the Capitol. And I said, yeah, did you guys get that spam email from the White House? And they both look at me and go, please say you didn't delete that. And I said, oh, yeah. And they said, no, that's a legit invitation. So had to go back and do that. But, yeah, so there's a few of us going up there, and it ought to be a good time.
And we knew RJ when he was monogramming stuff. That's what
I was monogramming, much like Frank did with lambs.
He
and
did.
Sealing
you were monogramming
Frank,
now. Look,
I had
at him
a monogramming
the White
company
House.
That Jessica, for Baz's Christmas gift, wanted some monogrammed towels. And
The largest monogramming. DB was this big on the towel.
You know how Basil wants everything large, right? Mm-hmm. He wants everything big. Well, so Jessica goes, hey, I want you to make these towels. And she goes, I want you to put DB, but I want them to be big. And I said, okay, I'll take care of it. You don't have to. I didn't even let her proof it. I was just it. So I told my wife, I said, we're going to find the biggest sew-on that we can do. And so I'm telling you, Frank.
It's 12 inches.
You know, like a regular. No, I think it was bigger than that. I think it was 14 to 16.
We're talking about the same thing.
And like a regular bath towel, it has a DB just across the whole thing. David gets it. He opens it up. He goes,
That's it.
Now,
well, give me some, but just put a BD on there.
And now he's at the White House now.
Now, listen, will you do us a favor? Do we need to get a hold of Steve Qualls? We're going to give you some Morning Mayhem shirts to take it.
You want to take some?
Yeah, take it up to the cabinet and get Marco to wear one.
I don't know if we're going to be able to meet with the president or not.
Sure.
I'm assuming we might, but I've got on my phone the picture of the three of us.
Oh, that's great.
Standing behind him in Little Rock.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And in case that does get to happen, I've got that to be able to say, hey, you know, when you were campaigning in Little Rock and you were late.
Why don't you take three copies of that picture?
Oh, you take just
you
the copy and have them sign it?
Yeah, we will. I know you got other stuff to do.
Do you want to, all right,
that'd
so
be great.
Zippy, for those who just tuned in, tell us what your deals are that'll be from now until Tuesday.
So we got a couple things. We got probably the largest inventory we've had in years, so
awesome.
That's a big selection. So it's nice to come out here and have a huge selection. So you got $13,000 off select 26 Rams, and you combine that with the factory incentive of 2.9. You don't lose anything. And then we can do 84 months at 4.9 and really get that payment down. You got up to $10,000 on the Workerman truck, the 2500 and 3500s, and up to $8,000 off the Gladiator, and up to $8,000 off the Grand Cherokees. On our Ram trucks, I'm telling you, if you're a Chevy guy, Ford guy, Toyota guy, do yourself a favor. Come out here. We were Truck of the Year 3 years in a row for a reason. We have luxurious vehicles. They ride great. They got good power. We've got good fuel mileage for a truck. You got 0% on the Rams, the Wranglers, the Gladiators, the Grand Cherokees, and the Durangos. And then on the Compass, which are all four-wheel drive, you got 1.9%, and that's all from the factory. You know, we talk about all the money off, but the money you save in an interest rate, which drives that payment, is bigger than anything. So a 2.9 and 13,000 off is a huge savings.
Let me jump in here with you, Zippy. All of our vehicles have green tags. The ones that I've priced down, we can't even talk about what I priced them down to because it's illegal. Believe me, we have a state law. We can't talk about certain things. But I have all my units out here priced on the window. So everyone gets the same price, and you don't have to ask four people, you know, what is the bottom out-the-door price? You don't have to ask that. It's right in front of you. So it's a very simple, easy. We want you to be comfortable. We want you to be happy. We want you to know you're getting the very best deal without any haggling. And, folks, we've been in business here since 1989. So that's a long, long time. I can't even figure out how many years it is. But we are in business because we have so many people that come year after year, bring their families out here. We want to be your dealer for a long time. So you're the boss. We need some business this weekend. If you come out here and see us, I promise you we'll do a deal your way.
We got a huge selection of pre-owned. I was talking to a customer late last night about 7 o'clock, and he wanted some money off. And I said, man, we put our price on the windshield. If we're going to put a price on a windshield, we got to advertise our best price. He wanted a couple thousand off. And I just asked him, I said, where'd you get the figure from? He said, I just don't want to pay the sticker price. I said, have you been shopping? He said, yeah, that's why I'm here at 7 o'clock at night looking at this car. And I said, man, it's got new tires on it. It has a we buff them. We touch them up. We don't just say, hey, here's a used car. This is what the tires are. You know, here's are the scratches. You're just going to have to get over that. So we take the time to run them through the shop. We recondition them. You know, they're not new cars, but we try to make them look as new. But and if you go around town, and it's got to be a weird thing, is why don't they price their pre-owned cars? It's because they size you up, they figure out what your monthly payment is, they price it off of that. And I've got a great selection of pre-owned cars that Frank legitimately prices them himself.
He sends everything on a lot is priced.
He sends it to his sign shop, and then he comes out here the next day and makes sure I put the price on the windshield instead of trying to, you know, I wouldn't say gouge anybody, but he wants the transparency. His name's on the building. He lives in this town. He wants to be proud. He wants to go to lunch and not hear anything negative. So you get a legitimate price from Frank. He studies all his stores. He studies the market. He sent us a vehicle the other day that we were going to maybe get for the used car lot, and he didn't feel like we could be competitive enough with it, so we passed on it. So you just got to understand.
He's still working. He's
like Sam
day.
Walton. He's trying to drive these prices down. And, you know, some of the dealers will ride around, and for a month they'll put some prices on some cars. You can probably see, they're dirty. They've probably been out there for a half a year, and they're trying to move the car. We put it on there. As soon as it comes out of the shop, that sign company's already delivered the price, and he drives around his car.
Frank ain't slowing down.
And,
no, Frank's not slowing down.
We put the year model. We put the miles. A lot of people put a price on something, and they have high miles. We put the miles on the windshield.
Yeah, when you see a price on the Internet, and then you get to the store and it's got 97,000 miles on it. That's not what you want.
That's
so
right.
We put the miles, we put the miles right on our price. If it's got heated seats, we'll tell you that. So everything is on the window. So you can come out here and never see anybody and learn everything you need to know.
So here's the bad news for Frank's competitors. Do you hear the news today? Frank's heart is okay.
Yeah.
Frank's heart is okay.
He's going to be good.
He's got more years to come.
I'll tell you one more thing about our used car department. We've tried to get this inventory high, but we turn our used car inventory, I looked at the metric the other day, 160% a month. So we were a little light on inventory, but we have a really good selection right now. But we price them to sell them. We take pride in what we put out on the lot. And you need to come out here and give a chance. If you want to buy a nice pre-owned car, you need to come out here.
As somebody a couple months ago that switched to a Ram, one of the best decisions we've made. My wife loved, my kids love my Ram, and it's a great truck.
Well, everybody love your Ram.
All
these deals we talked about, too, go through Tuesday.
And the best warranty on the market, 10-year, 100,000 miles.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Your Ford and Chevrolet did not have that. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
From the factory.
Think about that. That's on every new
Ram. It's on. It's even on our heavy duties. And you talk about a diesel, and you get into that kind of money. You know, a lot of people use those trucks to make money. That warranty right there is astronomical. I mean, you should understand how much a diesel motor costs or a diesel transmission. Whatever you think it is on a regular truck, it's double.
All right, that's our man Zippy and Frank Fletcher here at Fletcher Dodge. It's Friday. It's TGI Friday.
Oh, yeah, baby.
8:45. Don't go away.
It's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit OltmansRoofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Transmission or driveline trouble slowing you down? Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. As an Allison Authorized Service Center, their certified technicians provide professional Allison service, along with expert driveline rebuilds for heavy-duty trucks and equipment. From U-joints and carrier bearings to diagnostics and maintenance, they'll help you keep your trucks rolling. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers gets the job done right the first time. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
An evening with legendary comedian Jeff Foxworthy.
But they have a rule in my neighborhood. If you walk your dog and your dog does his business in somebody else's yard, you need to get a little plastic bag, pick it up, and dispose of it. So you drive through my neighborhood and there's all these attractive women walking around with poo-poo purses.
Jeff Foxworthy Live, Saturday, July 11th, Saracen Casino Event Center. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster.
Arkansas professional arena football is back in Hot Springs Saturday night. The Arkansas Diamonds are bringing fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football to Bank OZK Arena. And this is your chance to feel it live. Two home games left this Saturday night and July 25th with season, group, and individual tickets available. Bring the family. Bring your friends. General admission tickets are just $15. Get your tickets now at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. It's always open season at Flyway Brewing, serving 2 Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's time for the Hawks home movie review. The guys on Morning Mayhem have watched a movie that you may love, and now...
Now, sir, where
we're
is
doing
it?
Movie review, are we?
No, no, we're doing we're doing NASCAR now.
Oh, here it is, right here.
It's showtime! Boogity, boogity, boogity! Ooh, let's go racing today, boys!
He rubs you, and rubbing son is racing.
You ain't first, you're last.
Hit the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
Well, I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
Shake and bake, buddy!
In Jesus' name, boogity, 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 amen!
It's time for Morning Mayhem's NASCAR correspondent, Design Labs, Steve Qualls.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor. Since we are here at Fletcher Dodge, Steve, you mentioned there was some Dodge news with NASCAR. What's the scoop?
Yeah, we got a lot of Dodge news coming up. They just talked about this yesterday. We'll just go to it first because Frank's going to like this news. Dodge is expected to enter back into the Cup Series as the fourth manufacturer in 2027. Their parent country company, Stellantis, has recently made some super significant progress in their engine development. They figured out the way they can build these Cup Series engines. The body is going to be molded after the Dodge Challenger. The last year that Dodge ran in the Cup Series was 2012, and Brad Keselowski was the winner of that championship driving a Dodge. Manufacturers use NASCAR as an advertisement. When NASCAR cars were truly stock cars, the saying was, what won on Sunday sold on Monday.
I love that. So I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
That was their big marketing campaign. What won on Sunday sold on Monday. So Dodge is already back in the truck series. They currently have two trucks in the top 15, and they've got five trucks total in the series. Another unique thing about the Dodge Ram, since you're at Frank Fletcher's today, the Ram 1500 truck sales are up 25% this year with the new introduction of the V8 engine. So this is a great time for you, for guys that are looking for trucks, to go see Frank Fletcher and get you one of these new V8 F-150 or Ram 150s.
Zippy, are you up to speed with all this NASCAR?
Absolutely. So Tim Kuniske has kind of started SRT, and you know, we had a European at CEO for a while, and they're coming. They're bringing everything back that we kind of went away from the last couple of years, and really put an emphasis on what Mopar really is.
I love the fact that the Challenger, it's going to be after the Challenger body.
Yeah, I mean, how sweet is that?
I know. I love those Challengers. Oh, yeah. What else you got for us, Steve?
Well, last weekend they raced at Naval Base Coronado. Some unique, cool facts about it. The commentators were actually set up in the bridge of the USS Carl Vinson. The Navy actually awesome. Helped NASCAR set this course up. They had three races there, 150,000 people in attendance for all three races. They're fully sold out. Your winners the last week in the trucks was Lane Riggs. Austin Hill wins the O'Reilly Series. And then Corey Heim wins his first Cup race in only his 13th stop. Now, here's something else, because you guys are Michael Jordan fans. His cars are very strong right now. This is the first time that this car, the number 67 race car, has won a Cup Series ever. The fan favorite again for this week is going to be SVG. He wrecked in the lap 30 and was taken out with a bunch of multiple super fast cars last week, which gave Heim the opportunity to move up. I think that the driver of the week last week was probably Bubba. He went two laps down. We were talking about lug nuts last week. They have a problem on pit road, don't get the lug nut on. He makes a lap, the wheel comes off. He gets two laps down, and through a bunch of great strategy, he comes back to finish second in the event. So we're going to go to the question of the day.
Okay.
What is the only full-time active car number that has not won a Cup Series race in history?
661-1037. 661-1037. So you say that one more time.
The only full-time active car number that has not won a Cup Series race in history. There's one car number left.
Is that an easy?
It's just one?
That's hard to believe there's only one. I don't know what you have.
Is that one through 100?
Yeah, is that the way that works?
Yes.
Wow. And then people are going to know what that is. There's somebody out there.
If you're a NASCAR fan and you're a team fan. You're going to know.
Good damn.
Yeah, and while we're doing it, somebody are asking why would they make a model why would they use the Challenger body if that's not a car that's big for Dodge now?
Well, they just brought it back.
Yeah,
they're bringing it back, and so like
people,
he said,
some people don't know that. Yeah.
So like he said, it's advertisement, and when somebody sees that body running around there, they're like, man, I want one of those.
Roger, let us know if we got a caller on there so we can get an
answer. Yeah, what wins on Sunday sells on Monday.
I love that. I've never heard that before. All right, take the first call there, Christian or Roger, if you want to take him.
I like Christian.
Who we got, Christian?
We got Ian.
Ian, what's the answer?
I think it's 96.
Nope.
No. All right, let's keep going. To the next one.
Caller, what's your name?
Hey, this is Tommy.
Tommy, what's your guess?
50 car.
Nope.
Don't wow. Wow. I mean, is this going to be? You sound like this
is a good question.
Is this going to take people guessing 50 times, Steve?
Start at one.
Next up, caller, what's your name?
Chase.
What's your answer?
35.
That's right.
Hey, there we go. We got a NASCAR fan there. Good job. Boy,
35. That's the only active number that has not won a race.
Yeah, how about that?
Yes, that's the only active car number that's not won a race. It's currently driven by Riley Herbst, and the reason I think it would if you're a big NASCAR follower, this car number is owned by 2311's Michael Jordan.
And Jordan's everywhere. Everywhere we turn, Michael Jordan is putting his fingerprints.
He's the GOAT.
I know, everything now.
What do the real NASCAR fans think about him? Do they enjoy him winning?
They embrace him.
They love him.
Okay.
They love him. The dude is so competitive, and he just fits right in with everybody else. And he's bringing a new dynamic to the sport, and he's bringing more followers. So everybody's really happy with him, and his teams are very successful. And Michael Jordan doesn't play for second. So everything about his team is high and tight, and they're going to do great things. I mean, they're doing great things already. They got Denny Hamlin that was 100-something points back after three races, and after last week he's only 8 points behind Tyler Reddick, which is, this is going to be a great race. We only have 10 races left until the playoffs start, so these top 15 cars got to get in. So this week, real quick, because I know y'all got to get back to Frank, we're racing at Sonoma. It's the largest motorsport venue in in the United States. They host NHRA, NASCAR, lots of road events. The scenery around that place is beautiful. It's right in the middle of wine country. The track is super demanding, lots of uneven and elevation changes, different corners, one of the toughest tracks on NASCAR. The race this week will be on TNT. Expect another good performance by Van Gisbergen if he doesn't wreck again.
Thanks, Steve. Got to go, buddy.
You're
right.
Love you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes you're